Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on 1400 KQMS Talk Radio. Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. The phone lines here are 221-1402. Hey, Frosty, can you hear me?
I can. Good morning, Carl.
Hi, guys.
You know, I missed...
Hey, Frosty, can you hear me?
I missed our knuckle bump this morning.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Can you hear
me? We can hear you, but we can't hear each other.
Oh.
Okay, that's all right. But okay, so... We're on the air, is that right?
You are broadcasting live, Carl.
Okay, great. Hey, right here at the Mount Shasta Mall, you know, on a remote here for the Shasta Food Group United to End Hunger and also the Good News Rescue Mission.
Christmas in July.
Christmas in July. And, of course, you know, we're joined by our producer back in the studio where it's nice and air-conditioned, and he's sitting down probably having a pastry, Frosty.
Good morning, Frosty.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, well, you know what? Sometimes when we do these live remotes, every now and then we have just a little bit of an issue, but that's okay. We're out here for a purpose this morning. Again, we're having a food drive. It begins now. You'll see all of the other radio stations in the North State that are out here. You'll have the Good News Rescue Mission. You have... Well, let's talk about some of the items that we're going to be needing this morning. If you are getting up and on your way to work, throw in something in your car and drive it by on the way to work, such as whole grain, low-sugar cereals, canned meats, canned fruit juices, low-salt canned or dry soups, beans, chili, canned spaghetti sauce, low-salt canned vegetables and canned fruits.
Yeah, we're here, like I said, at Mount Shasta Mall. You just stop by and see us down here at Free Fire Radio. You'll see us on the corner of Hilltop and Dana. Just slide by here.
Right in front of Sears.
Right in front of Sears. How could you miss a veritable plethora of tents up here with all types of Hank FM and, of course, Q97, Billy and Patrick over there.
And, of course, you can't miss the KQMS van.
And that, and, of course, the red Botmobile.
Yeah, so... Bear with us as we try to get all our wires and stuff going here. And, of course, one more thing that we could use here is peanut butter, a big staple. Hey, you know what? Come and visit us. It's Carla Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS, and we are live.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, I think we got the bugs ironed out here, and you know, we've found our footing here. It's Carl and the Bot, and we're out here at the Mount Shasta Mall, and we're collecting food and other items for the people that are less fortunate in our county. So we have some guests here, right, Linda?
We certainly do. We have Deborah and we have Lori from the Shasta County Food Group. Good morning. Well, I read the Shasta County United to End Hunger and Shasta County Food Group, right?
Coalition.
It's Shasta Food Group Coalition. Forgive me. Okay, so now, Shasta Food Group Coalition. Tell us what that means.
We're a group of about 18 members here in Shasta County, consisting of food providers, faith-based organizations, community members, food pantries, that are all united to end hunger here in Shasta County.
Okay, and so Lori, we were talking earlier about the fact that you are the nutritionist. To explain to us what your job is.
I am a nutrition educator. I also I work for UC Cooperative Extension. It's the Food Stamp Nutrition Education Program. And so that allows me to bring to Shasta Food Group nutrition information. I work with the members. We read food labels. We discuss food safety, packaging up healthy food items, asking for healthy food donations, because it's not... folks that are in need of food really are the most that are in need of healthy food items.
Okay. So tell our listeners what we need, how long you're going to be here, and what are we driving home today?
We're going to be here at the Mount Shasta Mall from 7 this morning until 2 o'clock this afternoon, so they can come down, just drive by and drop off your groceries. We're having a city-county challenge. We are looking for nutritious food, and I think Linda's going to tell you about that in a minute. But just come on down and help us support the Shasta Food Group and all of the pantries here in Shasta County. We're looking to make 30,000 pounds as our goal this year, double of what we did last year, because our need is so much greater this year than it was last.
Okay, ladies, thank you very much. And like I said, let's drive it home, go through your pantries, go out and buy some tuna fish and peanut butter or some whole food cereals and bring them by. We've gone through the food list. We'll go through it again. Thank you, ladies. I'm sure we're going to reach our goal because Shasta County is that kind of place.
Okay, the 10 most wanted food items are whole grain cereals like Wheaties and Cheerios, canned meat packed in water, canned juices, low-salt canned or dry soups, beans, chili, canned spaghetti sauce, low-salt canned vegetables, light canned fruits, peanut butter, brown rice, and pasta. Excuse me. Okay. A couple of things.
It could be pasta if you're living in a different place in the country.
Yeah, it could be pasta. Down south. Okay. You know, a few things have happened in our community and the nation. You know, I don't know if you like baseball or not. I like baseball okay. It's not something that I spend a lot of time on. I have a real problem that we've got people that are setting records and they're all drug enhanced and they're taking over the place from men who worked their whole lives to be really good at something without steroids and without enhancing drugs they put in their bodies, and yet their names are being taken out of the books because people like Bonds and McGuire and a few others who've used steroids hit more home runs. I have a real problem with that. Anyway, but yesterday, the president was out at the All-Star game, and he threw out the first pitch. President Obama threw out the first pitch. Did anybody see this? Now, this man can shoot a half court in basketball and hit the net sometimes, all right? But did you see the way he threw? Can we say girly man? He didn't even get it all the way to the plate.
You know, Kelly called him a sissy. But you know what? Come on.
You know what? How? You know, you ain't got like 60,000 people there. And the other thing is that he was being booed. I did not expect that.
You know,
he was being booed as he walked to the plate. 5 months in, and he's already being booed. You know what? I did not expect that in St. Louis.
You know, everywhere you look, everywhere you go, everything you hear is all about this pitch last night. I think it's time to move on. Really?
Okay. All right. Hey, we need to congratulate the Stop Tank Group.
Yeah,
it's not a Harley. It's one of those little. It's spewing rice all over the highway. Just went by. Anyway, the Stop Tank Group. Hey, congratulations! You got two more tank power line backers have defected. They've dropped out.
Really?
Oh yeah. Turlock Irrigation District and Modesto Irrigation District on Tuesday said they're pulling out of the power line controversy, saying that they just don't think it's going to be worth the money, just like Sacramento. Now, my question is, what's the Redding Electric Utility going to do? What's the city council going to do? I urge, and I think they're working at it, is that we have another vote on this at our city council level, and we get out of this thing.
You know, there's a lot of people in a world of hurt, and that is why we're here today on location out in front of Sears. This is the United to End Hunger food drive. And a good news rescue mission, Christmas in July. They're trying to meet the demands of so many people who've fallen on hard times that just can't quite feed their families. And so with the generosity of, the North State, you guys are unbelievable. That's why we've chosen Redding to be our home.
Well, it is. And, we're down here at the Mount Shasta Mall. Come down, say hello to us. We've actually even got some auto wash tickets to give away, too, at the Cypress Street Auto Wash. So this is Carl Lindebottom, Free Fire Radio. And, hey,
come
on,
see us.
Let's hear what you got to say today. 1400 KQMS Talk Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and DeBob, we're on location at remote here at the Mount Shasta Mall collecting food for the less fortunate.
It's the United and Hunger Summer Food Drive.
That's right. And if you've got whole grain cereals, canned meat or tuna, you know, canned juices, soups, light canned fruits, peanut butter, brown rice, or pasta, bring it down.
Hey, you know what? Somebody called the station and said, you know the reason that Obama got booed?
What was that?
Because he was wearing a jacket that said white, they had white socks
on
it.
Oh, the Chicago White Sox. Well, that was it, huh?
Okay, now...
It couldn't have been for because it couldn't have been for any other decision, huh?
Well, no, I'm thinking that, you know, if you're going to be the president of the United States, you know, you really, at this point in your life, I mean, that, there's a place to be politically correct, and I think that that would be it.
Well, you know, you might wear a neutral jacket or a St. Louis jacket, but then again, St. Louis and Missouri went to McCain, so maybe that had something to do with it, too.
How about just, you know, like a proud to be an American kind of thing?
Well, we could have. On a serious note here, is that we had the DA, Jerry Bonito, came out yesterday saying it was the toughest decision he's made in 21 years and that he has announced he is not going to charge a Reading man accused of punching another Reading man in the head, causing him to fall into a coma and then die 3 weeks later. He said he wanted to charge Mr. Shaman with manslaughter in the death of Adam Martinez. But he didn't believe a Shasta County jury would agree beyond a reasonable doubt that Shaman was guilty. He said he'd taken informal polls of law enforcement people in the grand jury, and they were split down the middle on whether we should be found guilty or not. Well, here's my problem with that, is that I'm not here for a witch hunt. You know, we're not like that. But here we are with, we've got a 16-year-old girl that has been accused of manslaughter because of a drinking incident at her parents' house. And then we've got, and that had to do with alcohol. And then we've got a man that punches another man in the head and kills him at a bar, and it was an alcohol-related incident, and we're not going to even take him to trial. Does anybody else have a problem with this? You know, I'm not saying is that this man's guilty, but then we'll never know, will we? You know, and I've watched the video of it, and you can't really tell. And I realize also that the assistant DA that was doing it spent hours and hours on this. So am I second guessing him? Yeah, I am, because it seems like if we're putting certain people up on manslaughter charges based on bad judgment to do with alcohol, why aren't we doing it with the other people?
This is a really emotionally charged outcome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know this. I don't know either man. But, you know, and there's probably things I don't understand. So maybe we can get the DA on later on this week or, you know, sometime he can talk to us about this. And he said that he would charge him. He felt like he would charge him for this. But he felt like that he said he couldn't, that it wouldn't make it to court or it wouldn't make it through a jury trial. But then again, how do you know unless you try? You know, does this mean then if I've been drinking and somebody comes up, Steve, our engineer, comes up to you and he gets in your face because he's drinking, I can kill him? He's pretty big.
I don't know.
I don't know. We won't go there. We won't go there.
Anyway.
It's not funny, but it's something that we were, it's just something that's serious in the community. He says our community would not prosecute him that our community thinks it's okay, you know, when the hero punches somebody out. Yeah, but, you know, it's a movie. There's a big difference between movie and real life here, Mr. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. It's a good thing you're doing that.
John, good morning.
I'll probably drop down in a little while and drop off some food for you. Not for you, but for the collection. I wanted to just comment briefly about this the Shelby Allen case and the charging of the 17-year-old with responsibility for her death. I really think that is so off the wall. It's just unbelievable. I mean, there's two sets of parents involved here. One set of them who went to bed while these kids were over there drinking and told them, stay out of the alcohol. Now, since they had the sense to say that to him, was there a sense that there was something going on that they should have observed a little closer? How is it the 17-year-old friend of the one that died gets charged? I mean, this is just, what convoluted logic would come up with that charge? Certainly there's things we don't know about it, but I just think it's wrong, and it really eats at me.
You know, John, I don't know, and that's one of the questions that's come up now is that, you know, we're having a huge delay here out in this remote, so I don't mean to keep cutting in. John, go on and finish, please.
No, that I am basically finished, Carl. I think that fearing the return of the results of a jury, certainly I guess it saves money for the department, not to the DA's department, not to charge this guy who punched and killed this guy. This is the only community I can imagine where this happened. If you hit somebody and knock them down and their head hits the concrete and they die, how is it rational because the guy was harassing a girl that that's the right thing to do? We're talking about in a bar.
Yeah, I know.
Is it a hard break?
Okay, hey, John, thank you so much for your phone call. We've got to take a hard break here. This is Carl Linnabon of Free Fire Radio, Newstalk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Newstalk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Linnabon. We're out here at the Mount Shasta Mall. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest coffee and espresso joes you're ever going to get. They've got the finest and the best humidor west of the Mississippi, I swear. They're having a big cigar sale. And not only that, you can buy gourmet coffee beans, stuff to make coffee with, anything you can imagine. Joe and Shelley there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143
Great
Hilltop
Americans.
Drive. Go down and visit them.
Okay, we're standing with the dignitaries under the tent here at KQMS.
Our guest is Mr. Kurt Starman, the city manager, who is here locked in a duel with the county. I've seen them rolling out and around in the parking lot today. They're fighting it out. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Thanks for having us here. Really appreciate it and appreciate all of the help from KQMS to make this a successful event. So, yeah, we're here today we've been doing this event now for 10 or 11 years, and it's been a great opportunity to, you know, raise food and funds for food in the community. It's a particularly tough time right now with a really severe recession. Obviously, a lot of folks in the community are feeling the impact of the economy, and so we'd like to encourage the entire community to come out to the Mount Shasta Mall here to help out with food donations. But in particular, we have a bit of a competition going on this year, as we have in past years with the County of Shasta. The City of Redding and the County of Shasta, we're encouraging all of our employees to come down and help out and make a contribution to the cause. We've been doing this for a while now, and as you may know, the county has almost, I think, twice as many employees as the city. But nonetheless, the city always wins this event. So I'm extending a special invitation to the county employees to come down here this year in particular and defend their honor and come down here with lots of good donations for the community. We'd encourage them to come down.
Well, now standing right next to our city manager is Glenn Hawes, one of the county supervisors.
Thank you. And I that's hard to take that you outnumber us and you're beating us. So we got to do something about that this year come on, county employees, get out here and donate some food. You know, we really need it.
I just want to know is will the food drive accept IOUs?
I don't think so. Okay. I actually got one from the state tax return yesterday. It's a funny-looking thing. Can't cash it till October the 2nd. Isn't that great?
Well, I just
for
bring it down,
great
drop it
state
off
of California?
Here, right? So, you know what? But see, I think maybe the state legislatures have not quite, it hasn't quite hit them yet, is that people would rather have a can of food than an IOU. But then again, the state legislators are still getting paid, aren't they? And they're $100,000 plus every month. Or every year.
Yeah, I think that's a shame. When they're in deadlock this way, they shouldn't be paid until they get it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, I don't mean to make this political. It's just the fact is that people are hurting. We've got a 16.8 unemployment in our county here. And this is a chance we can help out people with this food drive. And I really appreciate the fact we've got the county and the city fighting it out. But wait a minute. Anderson is here. The city of Anderson is also here.
Dana Shigley, 5 days. Congratulations.
Yeah, five
Welcome.
5 days on the job. Great. Thank you
All
very
right.
much. It's been a very busy 5 days, as you can imagine.
Oh, I can imagine.
Thanks for having me here. I'm not getting in the middle of the Shasta Lake Redding thing. They have way more employees than we do. But City of Shasta Lake has thrown down the gauntlet for us. And we are taking up the challenge with Shasta Lake. So employees, City of Anderson, I need you to get out there. I need you to show Shasta Lake City that we can produce more food for this cause than they can. Get up to the Walmart this morning. Get up to the Safeway this morning. Get some canned goods. Put them in those barrels. Let's pull this off and show Shasta Lake what we can do.
It's always great to have people call each other out on competitions, you know. But it doesn't even matter. Well, it does matter because, you know, competition is a great thing to, you know, to make you step up to the plate. But the thing is, we don't care if you, wherever you are, the reality is I'm sure you have the ability, if you can go to the grocery store, to pick out the canned tuna, the peanut butter, the cereal, the rice, bring it by today for those who are in need. We need to support our people who are less fortunate than we are here in the North State. Thank you so much, Les, Dana, and of course, Kurt.
Anything else, last things you want to say or about it?
I just once again thank KQMS and the two of you in particular for helping out today, to being out here to help with the event. And we do, again, encourage everybody to come down and help out. We're obviously just teasing a little bit between the county and the city of Reading here, but really it's a very good cause, and there's an urgent need out there due to the severe recession. So please do come out and help out here if you can.
You bet. Thank you very much for the opportunity to come down. And we're going to get some peaches here. I know that. We've got some Red Havens that are getting ripe, and they need to get off the tree. So
Woo.
Ken and I are going to make an arrangement here and get that handled. So the county will have a little bit of a kick here. So come on, county employees. Let's get with it. Thank you.
We just also want to know, is this paid time off if they come down here and bring a lot of food? Or is this are you going to make them check out and then check back in?
That's the proverbial no comment.
Yeah. Okay. Good. And from Dana, anything else from Anderson?
The only other thing I wanted to add is it's not just today. You know, it's year-round. We have a wonderful organization in Anderson, Anderson Cottonwood Christian Assistance. They accept donations year-round. It's not just today. I want to remind everyone that even after today, to get out there and continue to support this cause.
Thank you, Dana, and congratulations on your new seat.
Okay. Now, hey, Frosty, how much time we got? Okay, great. And you know, we say how we have people write to us all the time with the things that that are meaningful. Oh, I've gotten this same email now for like, this has got to be the 15th time over the last 3 or 4 days. So I'm going to read it to you. I want a nationwide memorial service for Daryl Shifty Powers. Shifty volunteered for the Airborne in World War II and served with the Easy Company, the 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment, part of the 101st Airborne Infantry. If you've seen Band of Brothers on HBO on the History Channel, you know Shifty. His character appears in all 10 episodes, and Shifty himself is interviewed in several of them. I'm going to paraphrase a lot of this, but what he says is that he first saw Shifty in a Philadelphia airport, and he saw he was elderly, and he went over to help him. He saw the 101st Airborne on a little badge on his hat, so he asked him if he'd been in the 101st Airborne. Well, he said, well, I guess he said that he had been in it and that he had signed up in 1941, and it was until sometime in 1945. He made 5 training jumps in Tocoa, and he jumped in at Normandy during D-Day. And he asked him, do you know where Normandy is? He says, oh, yeah, I know where it's at. He also made a second jump into Holland in Arnhem. And if you're familiar with a book and a movie called A Bridge Too Far, that was Arnhem. I asked Swifty if he was on his way back from France, and this was, you know, during the D-Day celebrations, and he said yes. And it's real sad because these days so few of my guys are left, and those that are, lots of them can't make the trip. You know, that's that greatest generation, my friends out there. And this is our World War II veterans, and he's right. So many are not going to be able to make that trip next year. And the ones that can, you know that it means so much to them. Anyway, so he asked if Shifty was on his way home, and he was. And he said that he wanted to know if he wanted to change seats with him. He said no, it was just enough to know that people still remembered him. And, of course, we remember them. Anyway, the reason this was sent to me was that Shifty died on June 17th after fighting cancer. There was no parade for Shifty. There was no moment of silence for Shifty in the Congress because maybe Shifty wasn't a big enough entertainer. There was nothing at Staples Center. There was nothing except the people that know who Shifty Powers was. A hero from World War II. A hero who jumped in at Normandy. A hero who jumped into Arnhem, and a hero who just lived his life after that. Shifty Powers, hero of this country, died June 17th. he deserves to be remembered. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and DeBott. Hey, you know what? We're down here at the Mount Shasta Mall. We're here collecting food for those less fortunate. We are collecting any types of food, but the most wanted food items are whole grain cereals. You know, like Wheaties, Cheerios, canned meats packed in water, canned juices, beans, chili, canned spaghetti sauce, brown rice, pasta, peanut butter, canned veggies. Hey, and when you're bringing it in, when you're cleaning out your pantry, which is a good time to do it now, is check the dates on it. You know, if that stuff's 4 or 5 years old, perhaps you want to just get rid of it instead of just dropping it off here.
Hey, we want to thank Bert. Bert drove up on his, well, it wasn't a Harley, but it's still a bad bike.
It was his Gold Wing, and you know what? You know, Bert, I understand that there's a little bit of envy that it's not a Harley, but that's okay because it got you clear across country when you escorted the remains of our...
And I'm excited.
Heroes.
And
our fallen heroes.
Absolutely.
Now, Bert is also, he stopped by to say he'd bought tickets. You know, Linda's show is going to be August 15th. And, it's veterans get a discount there for the show. And we are making a CD that night for Martinis and Swissana. But there's going to be, you know, like, something like 17 musicians and guests that will be working that show. And in between the Broadway songs and the jazz and this will be Christmas carols. And these Christmas carols will be recorded and be made into a CD and be part of a package that we are sending to our North State Warriors. And we're sending it to them by name. We're not just sending it to any Marine, any soldier. We're sending it to them by name, Sergeant Brian Smith. And we want to get people to put messages in there to Sergeant Brian Smith so that it becomes personal, so that they feel the love that we have for our deployed sons and daughters, mothers and fathers. Okay, hey, look, let's go to the lines. Maureen, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to let everybody know that you guys are going to accept pet food.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Lindabot. We're out here at the Sears at Mount Shasta Mall. We're collecting food. And by the way, Maureen, before we got whatever, I don't know what it is when we come on location, the electrons no longer run the way they're supposed to. They go crazy on us. But Maureen, what she was saying is they are accepting pet food out here today, which is absolutely correct. So if you've got extra pet food, you've got a bag here, just stop on by, drop it off. Again, pets can be less fortunate also.
Thanks for calling, Maureen. And I also wanted to, say something, a very special thank you to a lady by the name of Alice. I'm sure you're listening. She came by. One time she sent me an email about being the wife of a warrior. And she came by and gave a cash donation. And, you know, Alice, just thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your outpouring of love for our community.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Everything Medical, and that's just that. It's a full-service medical supply store that is Medicare-accredited and has been awarded the Exemplary Provider Award. They have the largest variety of products in town. They have a great showroom and a warehouse. It is locally owned, my friends, which means the money stays in town, and they offer free home safety assessment. They have lifts for cars and vans and free delivery for anything bought through their store. Everything Medical is 2109 Hilltop Drive. Go down and see Joe. Tell him what you need, and I am positive he's going to help you. Okay. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have Pete Priven on. And Pete is the director of the VA clinic right here in Reading and has done an outstanding job. And he's got a lot of information for our veterans. So he'll be here tomorrow. Of course, on Friday is open line all day, which is where you all just, can turn it loose. Not that you don't do it any other day, except on remotes where we're not sure where we can turn it loose.
Just remember, it is United to End Hunger Food Drive. It's Christmas in July here for the Good News Rescue Mission and all the other, the food bank. This is the big drive, you guys, before we get to the Christmas, this half-year mark to try to, they're trying to make 30,000 pounds of food for those less needy than us. And that's why we're here this morning Glad to be here on KQMS. And sometimes, you know, a little wire goes off here and there. But you guys all know us, and you know why we're here. That's the bottom line.
Okay, you know, then next week we've got Mondays are going to be, looks like, open line. And then but Tuesday we've got Silas Lyons on.
And Silas.
Silas from the Record Searchlight is going to be here as our guest. We're going to be discussing the newspaper, the Record Searchlight, but also the newspaper industry and the problems that they're having in today with all the electrons that people are chasing on their computers with all the online news and what difference, you know, what a big difference that makes. Oh, okay. And our engineer who is running around here on fire just said he loves us. And then what? We lost again? Oh, no, we're still on.
No,
all
you
right.
know what? We have a family here, and we as a...
KQMS News Time, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's Aaron Meyer stepping in for Carl and Linda. They're down at the Christmas in July food drive at the Mount Shasta Mall, having a bit of technical difficulty, but that's always the fun of live radio. So if we can't get to back to them before the end of the show, we will definitely try. But the important thing is... all of the shelters, all of the food groups in the area are really struggling this time of year more so than other times because of the way the economy is right now. We hear it time and time again. The economy's down and people are suffering, and that's the truth of it. You know, more and more people are going to the shelter, looking for the groceries, whatever it may be, needing just a little bit of help. And if you can help in any way, whether it be donating some canned food that you can help right now, or maybe a monetary donation, even pet food, as Maureen brought up earlier in the show, anything you can do to help would be greatly appreciated. So just head on down to the Mount Shasta Mall today for that food drive. Christmas in July, all the food groups get down there. There's the Salvation Army, the Good News Rescue Mission. They're all doing their best to try and raise as much food and money right now to get through the rest of the year until their next big food drive during the holiday season. There is a caller on the line. We're going to try and go to that caller really quick. Mel has something to talk about. Oh, we lost Mel. But I think we have Carl and Linda back, so we're going to try and shoot down to them at the Mount Shasta Mall so they can wrap up their show. Carl and Linda? Carl and Linda, are you down there?
Hey, we're here. Thank you.
We're here counting food.
That's what we're talking about, a team here. You filled in for us when we went dead. But we're here. We're very much live on location here in front of Sears at the Mount Shasta Mall. So if you're driving by, honk. Love to hear you honk. And better yet, bring by some food for the Good News Rescue. Good News Rescue Mission Christmas in July.
But also the Shasta Food Group. And again, they're looking for whole grain, low sugar cereals, Wheaties or Cheerios, canned meats, including tuna, canned fruit juices, low salt canned or dry foods, beans, chili, canned fruits, peanut butter, brown rice, pasta, low fat cheese, non-fat dry milk. So again, and as we said, if you're clean out your pantry, this is a good time to do it. Bring it down. Make sure, though, that it's not 5 or 6 years old or it's got little weird things in the pasta.
I want to thank John for coming by and saying hi, too.
John's a loyal listener, and you know he's got an opinion on a lot of things, and you know, and
Semper Fi,
and it's a just any number of things, and we get to hear from John, and that's a good thing too.
Can I say Semper Fi? You're the one who says Semper Fi, but the guy from Semper Fi is here, and you always say Semper Fi. So when I look at him, I think his name is Semper Fi.
Oh no, he's got his the gunny's got his Marine Corps hat on, and he obviously is bringing donations of food, right? Yes, he said yes. He's doing that. Wait a minute. Wait.
Hi, I'm Hank White from the Marine Corps League. Just saying thank you, folks, for writing letters to our troops. Mail call means more to any deployed soldier, sailor, airman, marine, guardsman, or coast guardsman than you can believe. Thank you all. God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Gunny. You know, one of the things we're going to be doing is putting those packages together, and that means a lot. We've got a number of people that are helping us with this. You know, families honoring our troops, a number of groups.
And that's why the concert on August 15th is not just, you know, not just a concert. It's beyond. It's bigger than us because we're out doing this huge outpouring. I think it's time for us to go.
I think it's going to be pretty soon. What do you got there, Frosty? How much time we got?
Oh.
Yeah, we got 30 seconds. Okay, well, you know, this food drive is going to be going on till 2 o'clock today. Come on down, drop stuff off, say hello to the people. We're going to be pulling out of here, and like I said, we'll be up tomorrow. We're going to have Pete Privet heads up our VA clinic in Reading here. So this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?